It's morning for me, so good morning. Good day to you. I don't know when you are listening to this, but right now it's the day after a snowstorm. It's our first snowstorm of the season here in Maine. It is still quite dark outside. Will's out there moving some snow around. I'm out back. Kids are still sleeping. Oh, I think I heard the plow go by. Appreciated. I've got my heating pad. I couldn't find my heating pad this morning, and I gave up on it. And Will saw that I gave up on it, and he went and took it from Olive, who was sleeping with it. We're still on space heaters here. We have, let's see, my friends asked me yesterday how long it's been. They were guessing 2 months, but it hasn't been 2 months yet that we have been without a broken boiler, which means no running hot water and no heat. No heat without space heaters. And thankfully, we have space heaters. So we do have heat. But in this little back room here, we don't have a space heater. I've got my heating pad plugged in. I've got it on my back, which has been giving me a little trouble, to say the least. I've been working on my sleeping position to try to help my back in the morning, and it's a roll of the dice whether or not I'm, you know, experiencing slight difficulties or heavy difficulties in the morning time. And, you know, today, it wasn't all that bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't all that bad. And I even had given up and I rolled over on my side, which makes my back hurt typically now. Well, since I'm talking about that, let me keep talking about that for a moment. So, I've talked plenty about physical pain and the options and, you know, medicine and energy work and, you know, the options that are typically given in this country. But, you know, I know it must be hard for Will to watch me, his partner, have this, like, you know, experience this pain that can take over my life sometimes. Anyway, so it's not just me going through this, right? It affects Will and everyone. And the other day, he said to me, I forgot what I had said or what I had done or was doing, who knows. But he said, well, I think it's time for you to go back to the doctors. And I get that. I respect that. I also know what those options are. I know what happens. I know my PCP sends me to sports medicine, and then I know I get my MRIs, and then I'm offered shots and surgery after physical therapy. Sure, maybe there's something else going on. Oh yeah, don't forget the drugs. They'll offer me drugs. I'm not interested in shots and drugs and surgeries. Not now. I'm young. I believe in the magic of my body. My cells are dying off all the time and being born all the time. And I am awakening. And it took a lot of time to store all this in my body. It may take a little bit for me to untangle these knots. And yeah, I do a lot of talk therapy, right? I come out in the mornings, most mornings like this, for the better part of this year, and I've just been talking. Being honest. So here's some honesty. Here's a truth punk moment. And it's what I told Will, too. You know, because I understand that he would like me to go back to the doctors. Doesn't feel aligned at all. I would go. I've done it. I give up all the time and go to the doctors. And then I go through the whole thing. And then like, just, you know, whatever. The last time I even gave up, When I went for my hip, they couldn't give me answers. They're like, ooh, we're not sure if it's torn or really, really thin. Like talking about the labrum of my hip and like, well, you have dysplasia, but it's like not a lot of dysplasia. And like, well, and they couldn't really figure out anything. They just like labeled me with a bunch of other stuff, bursitis, arthritis, and dysplasia and other things. Anyway, I wasn't even sure that there was anything torn or anything wrong. And they're like, so, I mean, maybe, I, you know, we could go in there. With surgery. Okay, no, we're not going to do exploratory surgery on my hip because your fancy pictures don't tell you what you want them to tell you. Anyway, so I gave up on that. And honestly, my hips have been fabulous. Okay, that was a different part of my life where my hips were just, whew. My hips are pretty good right now. Just like my elbow is pretty good right now. Right? It's my lower back. And I've gone for my back as well. I've gone to, sports medicine and chiropractors. And so, you ready for the truth punk moment? Will says, go to the doctor. I say, I'd rather lose weight. I haven't been focused on losing weight. Not in a long time. I can do it. I know how to do it. Since I haven't focused on calories, eating, I haven't been weighing myself, I don't care. So I haven't been caring, haven't been focused on that. Because I don't want to hold on to it either way. I don't want to hold on to the fact that the scale number's going up or hold on to the fact that the scale number's going down. I needed to just drop it and let it go completely. And I'm glad that I did. And I say it's time to drop some LBs. Why? Not to look better. Why? To take the pressure off of my back. To take the pressure off of my spine. What if I cut 20 pounds off of this whole shebang? What if it frees up my spine? It's like, oh boy, that's all I needed was just to lighten the load. I'm probably bigger than I've been since, you know, years ago I went plant-based and I dropped a bunch of weight. And then I had Finn and I did it again. A bunch of weight, you know, from at least 250 pounds both times. One time I was pregnant, one time I was not pregnant. You know, to go from 250 pounds to, you know, under 200 pounds. So I'm confident. I know weight loss is quite simple. It's not always easy, but it's very, very simple. So it's about alignment. That feels aligned. Feels aligned to me. Going to the doctors? No. Taking some drugs? No. Alignment. Yeah. So here we go. I'm not sure what this weight loss journey will be. And yeah, I'm not afraid to call it a weight loss journey because that is kind of what I'm going to do. I want to take the weight off of my spine, right? It's not to get skinny. It's not to look better. It's not to whatever. It's to feel better. It's a way that I can take myself to the doctors. What are those drugs going to do for me? Maybe something. What are those shots going to do for me? Maybe something. What are those surgeries going to do for me? Maybe something. Dropping LBs. That'll do something. For sure. It even feels good on the way. Like I said, it's not always easy. But it feels good. As you lighten up and eat healthier foods and move your body more, it feels better and better and better. And it's all about the journey. It's about how it feels on the way. Because once you get to where you're going, you're just going to go somewhere else anyway. Like, okay, I'm burying the lead here. Well, not really. I'm going on a weight loss journey. Ooh. But also the lead is I will be moving on to something because the chapter will be closing. Because the boiler guy is supposed to come tomorrow to work on the heat and the hot water. I had been told before Christmas, and we are weeks out from Christmas, and, Will's got the snowblower out. He's having fun. That's funny. I knew that it was going to happen. I know that it's cold, but I know Christmas is coming, and that's why part of me, right, that's part of the reason why I've been getting excited for Christmas and just putting my sights on Christmas, and it's going to be great. And the Christmas season, but also in the back of my mind, I know that I'll have heat and hot water again. I'm so excited to make it to Christmas. So, yesterday, I got a text message from an unknown number, and I looked at it, and it's the boiler guy. We can come and do your boiler. And I was like, oh my gosh, great, thank you so much. The text happened just before a date that I had last night. And it was a date because it wasn't dance class, because we canceled dance class because of the snow. And one of our dancers is in Florida, and we had planned to do a group call class was going to call FaceTime Florida so we could all, you know, be together and say hello. And we canceled class, but kept the call. So I had a group call date last night. And it was, I was waiting, and we were going to call at 5:30. And so it was probably, I don't know, 5:25, maybe something like that. So I sit down, I'm about ready to go on my call. Oh my gosh, excuse me. Aw, that was so cute. I hope you really are your own best friend and you think you're cute and all that. Because, like, I really am my best friend. I am my hype girl. I keep myself going all day. And I just told myself how cute my little yawn was. I don't think I've ever yawned on the podcast before. Maybe I have. Either way, that was darling. Okay. So, I'm about to hop on this group chat. That's when I see this unfamiliar number and I read it and I'm like, I'm in shock. I can't believe it. And it's going to be Thursday, as in 2 days from now, tomorrow as I speak. And, I don't even think it's sunk in yet, even now, but it was, pretty cool to hop on that call, and I was able to share that news because my dancers do check in with me, and many of them have been hoping for me to have the heat and the hot water, and so this makes a lot of us happy that the boiler guy is coming. So, very excited. I'm just going to have some tea. I really enjoyed our group call, because of the people, period. We care, we are connected, we dance with each other, we exercise with each other, we laugh with each other, we cry with each other, we celebrate each other, we do holidays together. We have a community within the community. It's like the glitter on the community, right? So, you know, we were sharing, you know, does anyone who has pets around that we can see, who has Christmas trees up that we can see, what are we doing later? You know, and the snow came up and I said that I love the snow. And when was the last time that you said, I love the snow, and someone asked you, why do you love the snow? That happened last night, because I do love the snow, and it was snowing, and I love the snow. And then my friend asked me what I like about the snow. And I was almost caught off guard. someone who's listening and is interested and cares and wants to hear me more, wants to hear me talk more about why I am how I am. So it was so nice to just look out the window and say, well, I love watching the snow. I love how it looks. And I love how it sounds. I love how it sounds when you walk on it. I love how it sounds when it's falling. I love how it makes everything sound. It's the acoustics. It changes everything. When you walk outside, it's like there's a blanket on everything. It makes life feel more intimate. Well, anyway, it's still sticking with me. Why do you love the snow? That someone listens and is asking follow-up questions about the most simple statements, but they're so true. And my nervous system relaxed, and as I was looking at the snow and talking about what I love about the snow, I could feel myself rest and relax. Restorative. It was a restorative phone call, which I very much needed. Yesterday, I was what they call overstimulated. I was overwhelmed. Finn's getting over his latest cold, or whatever it is. You know, Olive's got it too, and Will and I, you know, things move through us as well. And oh, yesterday, Finn needed a lot of attention, and I was right there giving it to him. I was doing a great job until about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I was just tapped out. I needed a break. I needed to be alone, and I had kids to care for, so I couldn't. I felt like I couldn't. So I admitted it. Okay, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overstimulated, and I wish that I could be alone. And then I corrected myself, because I have a very good friend who used to say, I want to be alone, I want to be alone. And I didn't think it was true, and so I challenged her. And I said, do you want to be alone or do you want to be at ease? And we settled on like, okay, yeah, no, I want to be at ease. It's not about being alone. I just think that's what it is. I think that's what's going to elicit the feeling that I want, which is ease. And so I'm very thankful for that friend. I mean, every day I'm thankful for that friend, especially yesterday in that moment when I was saying, I just need to be alone. I just have to be alone. I just have to be alone. I just want to be alone. I flipped it. I just want to be at ease. I just want to find ease. You know, it's not contingent on being alone. That's for sure. So I'm starting to feel that coming now. I can hear the dog. I can hear Will. I can hear all these things. I'm getting distracted, and I can feel that stress coming in. And so that's how yesterday morning was, but it just kept ramping up. I kept trying to do my best. And I mean, we're all doing our best anyway, because we could do better. We would. But, got really overwhelmed and just started admitting it to the children, and that worked out well for me to let Finn know that I was overwhelmed and frustrated, and we were communicating about things like that. We were both having feelings, and you know, just how it happened. The beginning of the day was great, and I felt like I was really, you know, doing a good job, and then, you know, the energy, right? The pain, the stress, the whatever, and it just, you know. Sometimes it just takes it out of me, and that's just how much gas I have. So that's what I'm rolling with. So forgive myself, and like I said, I'm glad I had that nice restorative phone call yesterday. It certainly got me feeling aligned. Back in alignment. And I'm going to go do that for myself now, because I really did, just with Will coming in and all those noises, I can feel this. I'm stressed out. Stressed out about it. And here I, and you'll know all the tricks. If you listen, you'll know all the tricks that I'm going to use. I'm not a victim. Nothing is happening to me. Everything is happening for me. I am not a victim. I'm a powerful creator. So I'm taking a moment and sitting here and not reacting. I'm noticing what's coming up. What is inside of me? What is inside of me? And that is the you don't care, you don't get it. You're disrespectful, you're disruptive, you're distracting. It's all of that that I want to put on him right now for making all the noise. And then I come back. I've created this exact situation. I could have gone in the car. I could be going outside like I usually do. I'm in a home where three other people live and a dog. Why would I expect that it would be quiet? And I could make a quiet podcast. I know what I'm doing. So I'm in here in these situations to see what still comes up. What ammo am I holding on to, right? That's getting fired off, because it's getting fired off this morning. Got fired off yesterday. It's getting fired off today. And that's all right. I just want to look down at my hands and see, figuratively, of course. I'm not holding any ammunition. But, right, I just want to go inward and see what I have on the shelves back there that's being set off. Because it's me that's storing it on the shelf. And, you know, Will gets to live in his house. That's what the house is for, right? So how fun. And now I'm like, now I'm disappointed that I'm leaving. Usually as I'm saying goodbye, I feel so much better. And right now I'm more stressed than when I started the podcast. So it's actually just kind of silly. I'm disappointed that that I don't feel better. Because usually this podcast makes me feel better, right? Is that why I do it? Maybe. But I'm hoping I do it because of the alignment, right? This didn't necessarily make me feel better. I did feel better at one moment, and now I'm feeling more stressed. But still feels aligned. It feels aligned to still be talking about it. Okay. I took a break there. I paused the recording because Will started to make... It's not even the amount of noise... It's the kinds of noises. So I expressed my anger. I paused and was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, you're doing this and that and this and that. And I'm here trying to record. And, you know, and he said he was sorry. And I'm like, no, you're not. But that's fine. I have to get this out because, wow, this is awful. And I hate how it feels. But that's pretty much it. You know, I maybe it wasn't my best job at expressing my anger. I didn't seem to offend Will. I think I just kind of brought it up quickly in this kind of like WTF, like, hello, can we engage our brains? Like, what's going on? Like, what? but it you can feel it and you can probably hear it, right? That it's still here. I still don't understand how someone can not respect what I'm doing back here and make all that. No, I still don't get it. I still don't get it. And it's not my job to get it. It's my job to let it go. And I say that it's my job because I'm tuned in and I can feel the truth. If I say my job is to understand it, my job is to get it. I can tell it's bull. If I say my job is to let go, every cell in my body goes, yep. And I can feel the emotions. I can feel the truth. So I'm letting it go. It is what it is. And I'm not going to make it into something else. It is what it is. I'm not making sense of it. I'm not turning it into, I can't. That's what I was trying to do before I pressed pause with you. Trying to like make it into something. No, it is what it is. And I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to label it. I'm not going to twist it on its head. I'm not going to define it. I'm not going to turn it into a blah, blah, blah. It is what it is, and I'm going to let it go. Ah, I am the powerful creator here, right? We're not victims. Let go or be dragged. And I was getting dragged this morning. And now, the letting go. And it's like I needed to pop on here with you to let it go. I was trying, and then, now it feels just continuing the conversation with you and getting these words out, and not necessarily to maybe the person that I had to get all those other words out to, my WTFs, right? This is processing. This is feeling the way out, feeling it, not just being reactive, moving on, and telling a story. I am feeling my way through this. I thought I was going to try to, just wrap it up as I was recording earlier. And then I exploded. I could not continue this way. It did not feel good. It did not feel aligned to continue the podcast with all that noise. So I stopped. I listened. I expressed myself. I didn't abandon myself. And now I'm here continuing that expression. I haven't abandoned myself. I'm with it. I am aware of what's going on, and I know it's my job to let it go. And it's just taking me some time to get through those steps. But I'm getting there, and now I feel better. Like I said, I think before, right? I was so disappointed that I was feeling worse and worse. As I was recording the podcast, I was feeling worse and worse and worse and worse and more. And and this is what I needed. This is what I needed. So I'm glad I snuck away to finish this recording with you. I've had a little time, not much, probably not a whole hour, to digest and find alignment and let the steam clear, let the fog clear from the windows, and, see what's going on. So thanks for being with me through this journey. Who knows what this episode will turn out like and sound like with these two different parts. But it's exactly how it's supposed to be. And I trust that. And that feels very truthful and very aligned. So I'm going to put my hand on my heart, breathe into it. I'm going to put my hand on my stomach and breathe into it. Wow, that was different. From ah to oh. Let that belly hang. Let your face hang. Nice. I appreciate you. I appreciate this podcast. I appreciate this process. I appreciate this life. And I'm gonna keep appreciating what I can appreciate today. Hope you do too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.